water, reduce operation maintenance costs, and then provide fiscally responsible water rates for current and future users. So with that, that was the initial goal we had. So we evaluated the existing water system, which is currently owned by outside investment group. And one of the options that we, well, I should back up. So when you look at the water system, there's kind of three main areas. You have your water production or treatment, your distribution system, and then you have your water storage. Those are kind of the three main aspects that we look at. So with the outside investment group, they do have a water treatment plant. They do have a distribution. They do have storage. So all of you that are within the district do have water currently. One of the options that was explored was to purchase that water system from them. With that, there are some concerns with, you know, the infrastructure that's put in the ground is a little over 40 years old and is reaching the end of its useful service life in some aspects. So we did look at each one of those individually and provide recommendations as well. So improvements that we looked at, there's a number of kind of large scale ones. One of them is metering that we looked at. So one of the outcomes of the project is to recommend metering for each individual. That's really to track the water use, make sure that water being produced is being accounted for throughout the district. The water treatment building, whether purchased from Milan or a standalone system for Deer Mountain, was recommended to update the water treatment building. Again, it's over 40 years old, reaching the end of its useful service life. In the last 3 to 5 years, there have been some upgrades required for that building that has been done by the other investment groups, just to make sure that that is staying within compliance. Third thing we looked at was the storage reservoirs. There's currently a couple tanks on site within the district. Those tanks are in need of repairs and just kind of some overall coating upgrades, but they are serving the district well. If Milan Group does not purchase, they would then be move forward with building their own tanks at a different elevation. Again, the distribution system, some existing lines.
So in the meeting, ground. Don, you when that phone ring, you have to mute. It's okay. Now, but in the meeting, Don, did you go to the link on the website?
Looking at upgrading those to some newer PVC built newer standards and just try to reduce unaccounted for water within the system. And the final component of the existing Deer Mountain is there is a booster station. So we look at upgrading that booster. So I won't get into the dollars of that. I will let Lisanne, she's next presenter.
Hey Dustin, can I pause you a minute?
Certainly.
And Sherry, we got someone trying to get on the meeting and they're having trouble. Can you see if you have Bill Phillips?
I don't have anybody waiting to get in the meeting. Did he try calling in?
He says the meeting's in progress, but it won't let him join. Should I have him back out and try to come in again?
Yeah, please. I don't have anybody.
Okay. Go ahead, Dustin.
Okay. Thanks, Oz. So, again, I won't get into the dollars amount, but really what the evaluation came down to is it kind of was a number of different scenarios, but really the final two were, do we move forward as Deer Mountain Sanitary District with independent water system, everything kind of built new, or are we able to work with the investment group, purchase the water system, and phase this over time? The board has been working on negotiations with Talbot on the existing water system. That is the lowest initial cost and implementation for the district to have their own water service. And DENR is very adamant that they encourage that to continue moving forward with recognizing the financial impacts, the regionalization, and the impact that it has to surrounding areas. But at the same time, negotiations, as they're moving, the sanitary district has taken the next steps to build their own system. So that's the funding that is being requested to build their own water system, treatment, metering, storage, and distribution. So high level, that's the projects that we're looking at. As mentioned, negotiations are continuing. So there is a chance that some of that could change. But with that, I guess, I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, Oz, I'm going to turn over to Lisanne. She'll talk about her portion of the project, and then we'll do public questions after Lisanne's presentation. So I'll be around for answers, but that's what I have.
Okay, we'll go ahead with Lisanne Zeller with the Black Hills Council of Local Governments. Go ahead, Lisanne.
Thanks, Oz. Hi, everyone. I am Lisanne Zeller. I work for Black Hills Council of Local Governments. We're a local planning district. There's actually six planning districts in South Dakota. I serve one in western South Dakota that serves nine counties, actually. So I do a lot of projects all over. We work with sanitary districts and communities a lot on water and sewer projects. So I'm just kind of here to assist the process and make sure that we meet all the state requirements. So I did put together a PowerPoint presentation, and I thought that was going to be put up. Perfect. I think it's coming. Some of this was already covered by Dustin when he talked about the projects, so I'll kind of cruise through these first couple of slides. But there's certain things that need to be discussed at this public hearing, so that's what I'm here to do. So we can go to the next slide, I think. Thanks, Sherry. So as Dustin mentioned, A2S was hired to prepare a water system study. This was completed in 2019. They looked at what some of the options were for improving the water system, either through acquisition of that existing system or possibly building a new water system altogether. As Dustin mentioned, there's some issues with the age of the existing system. It's likely going to be in need of repair soon. So a lot of that was discussed in the engineering report. I know that's available on the Deer Mountain Sanitary District website, so I won't go into too much detail on that. So I think we can go on to the next slide. So this lays out the costs. So Deer Mountain Sanitary District is looking at the following improvements. So you'll see these all spelled out here. As Dustin mentioned, we're looking at possibly a new water treatment building and equipment, a new 110,000 gallon storage reservoir, new water meters, distribution system improvements like to the piping, a north booster station, and then with your contingency, engineering, legal, and administrative costs, we come out to a total project cost of $2,174,000. Again, this is all just straight from the engineering report, so there's a lot more detail in there, but the need for the project, as Dustin mentioned, the existing system is approximately 41 years old. Dustin talked about some of the problems with the water treatment building, the storage reservoirs, the distribution system, and the lack of meters currently. So those, Dustin, you know, built his report around what those needs are to make improvements to ensure that you know, local water users have good water for the next 40 years. So I think that covers that. We can go to the next slide. Again, this is all pulled from the engineering report. So there are alternatives outlined in the engineering report. One is just to do nothing. We have everything as is with the current investment group ownership. Of course, that's no cost to Deer Mountain Sanitary District. As with all these alternatives, though, there's some pros and cons to each of these. Another alternative was public ownership, so Deer Mountain Sanitary District acquiring the water system, but still not making any improvements. The reason the cost is unknown there is because the cost of acquisition of that system would be unknown from the investment group. The third alternative is public ownership, system-wide improvements. This is the option that's being pursued. So Deer Mountain Sanitary District was created to build a public water system. And with the system-wide improvements, all those things we talked about was the $2.174 million. And then the fourth option is regionalization. So this is becoming a consecutive user to Powderhouse Pass. So they would treat the water and you guys would just purchase, or Deer Mountain Sanitary District would just purchase the water from Powderhouse Pass that had a $1.8 million project cost. I think we can go to the next slide. Again, all of these are discussed in detail in that engineering report that can be found on the Deer Mountain Sanitary District website. So the proposed financing for the project is a drinking water facility state revolving fund loan from the South Dakota Department of Environment and Natural Resources. And this is where I get into lots of acronyms, so wave at me or something if someone doesn't understand. But the Drinking Water Facilities State Revolving Fund program was established to provide low interest loans for drinking water projects. So just exactly situations like this and other communities and things that need to make improvements to their water systems. To qualify for this funding program, you do have to be a public system though. That's one of the requirements. So a funding application was actually submitted for the April 1st, 2020 deadline. This public hearing was originally scheduled before that deadline. Of course, COVID hit and it had to be rescheduled. The public hearing can come after the submittal of the application. So we're not doing anything out of order. It's just fine. And then the application gets submitted April 1st and the South Dakota Department of Environment and Natural Resources Board of Water and Natural Resources will hear the application at a meeting on June 25th or 26th. I think it'll be the 25th. It's a two-day meeting, but they usually hear applications on the first day. So in about 2 months from now, that board will hear the application. Yep, and we can go to the next slide. Thank you. So some specifics about the funding. We're expecting to borrow the full $2.174 million. With a loan with the South Dakota Department of Environment and Natural Resources, their state revolving fund. There is some potential for principal forgiveness or grant, but we don't know that until that board meeting. So we have to assume that we're applying for the full loan amount and then hope that the Deer Mountain Sanitary District is able to get some grant or principal forgiveness, but it's unknown at this time. So the revenue source pledged for repayment is the general obligation bond. This would be using the mill levy funds that Deer Mountain Sanitary District is collecting. And the interest rate in term of the loan is 2.125% for 30 years. Originally, it was going to be 2.5%, but DNR just came out. They lowered their interest rates and said all the applications that were submitted April 1 would be eligible for this lower interest rate. 2.125%. And then I think this is close to the end here. The effect of the proposed financing on user rates. So that's really unknown at this time with Deer Mountain Sanitary District not currently operating in a water system. It's really hard to make projections about what the payments or what effect this might have on user rates. There's a lot of variables that go into that, the number of users, annual operation and maintenance costs, so on and so forth. I did run an amortization schedule, so a $2.174 million loan spread out over 30 years at 2.125% interest has an annual loan payment of $98,189.16. Right now, the mill levy that's being collected, I remember off the top of my head, is just at $100,000 or just over, maybe it's $103,000, so that would cover that loan payment. But I also just did the math looking at, you know, if the water users had to pay that loan back without the mill levy, just for everyone's information, that would be $7,201 per month, looking at 125 users. Again, don't fixate on that. I was just doing some projections to give everyone an idea. DNR does require 110% debt coverage, so you have to collect more than your actual loan payments. So that's just an estimate. Don't fixate on that, but I just wanted to give everyone an idea what that loan amount would be per user. But that would be without the mill levy. So right now I understand the water rates are around $125 per month. And that is all I had. You know, we're going to open it up for some public comment and questions. So I'm happy to answer any questions. Dustin Dale with AE2S handles more of the technical and engineering side of things, and I handle more of the process and financial side of things. But we'll be happy to answer questions in a couple minutes. But I'll turn it back over to Sherry or Oz first.
Thanks, okay, everyone. We're going to go ahead and open the public meeting now. And Sherry will be the monitor. She's the host. Remember that if you have a question or a comment, please give us your name and the address of your property location within the Deer Mountain Sanitary District boundary. Public hearing is now open.
I did just open comments. So again, if you would like to ask a question, please state your first and last name and where your property is located. Does anybody have a question? I could go down. I see we have 13 participants. Not everybody has renamed themselves, so I can't identify specifically people, but now is your time for the public hearing. You can either use the private chat function if you're online and you would just like to ask a question privately, please do so in the chat. Or if you would like to ask a question to any of the presenters or trustees, verbally, I have unmuted everyone, so you should be able to comment.
Marty DeBoer.
Hi, Marty.
We're at 1119 Spruce Drive. 111, what is it? 111-19 Spruce Drive. 99 Spruce Drive. I don't even know the address. I just drive. my only question would be is, what about future growth system? I mean, if all of a sudden we need more users than what, or what is the system set up for as far as user numbers?
Yeah, this is Dustin. So when the sanitary district was created, there was a bound put around that at that point, and that came with a certain number of taps, and I'm trying to find it right now, and it was related to existing parcels within that, and it is, I want to say it's like 154. Oz is going to give me maybe a head nod if I'm close on that one.
Okay. There's 150 properties within the district boundaries, and approximately 125 of them are currently served by the current system. And the new system designed to handle the 150 properties within the boundaries.
Is there no room then for additional properties?
So with the funding and the way the sanitary district is set up, it would have to be an amendment to the boundary of the sanitary district. So it's not that it never could be expanded, but at this point it is being sized for the existing boundaries.
Okay.
Yes.
In addition, the existing boundaries cannot allow or don't have room for more users. Is that a fair statement?
It would, Dustin, you want to answer? Go.
I was going to say the existing boundaries have met kind of development plat requirements for the time that they were platted.
Okay.
Outside of replatting those areas, it'd be difficult with the current Lawrence County platting requirements to change the number of parcels within that.
Sure. Just thank you.
Sherry, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm on my phone. I don't know how to ask on that. But in response to Mr. DeBoer's question, I'd like to ask, I mean, okay, so we understand the boundary issue and we'd have to expand that legally. But as far as the infrastructure on the new system, if you were able to expand legally into the other plats, what kind of numbers do we have? I mean, would the system that we're building be allowed to cover considerably more lots? And does that also include, I noted in there, the north booster that they were talking about? That would be boosting the pressure up as far as elevation is concerned. Is that also a consideration about additional lots that might be added in the future? Those are my questions.
Yeah, so Dustin again here. The size of the storage tanks are based on estimated use for 150 users using kind of standard rules of thumb.
Okay.
Treatment plant and the water to be purchased from Lead Deadwood Sanitary District. All of that needs to be negotiated with them for water use if you were to use more water than originally allocated. Okay. Everything was kind of based off of that sizing. Again, that's using rule of thumb. So if people use less water than anticipated, there may be an existing capacity than what is planned. But right now, it's not sized to be built for many more users than what are going to be provided.
And what is the purpose again of that booster, differing from the current system?
It's not differing from the current system. It's just a replacement of that existing booster.
Okay.
So when I opened the door to look at that, when we were looking at the site, the hose was leaking out the side, and it's worked well for the properties up there, but I'd be surprised if we find a guy that would want to do a lot of maintenance on that with the electrical panel and the pressure tank all sitting on top of each other. It was put in and probably met current codes, but I don't think it meets current codes now.
Yeah, the current system has an existing booster pump that boosts the water up to those higher elevation properties, but it is a constant. It fails quite often. Rarely do they have constant water flow at the higher elevations.
Okay.
We did have one chat from Lee Schoenbeck. He said, "Go for it. Glad to see it moving forward." And then he also was replying to Marty DeBoer's question. He said, I think he's referring to new lots being developed within the boundaries.
Correct.
Okay. Not just adding outside of the boundaries, but the new ones in the boundaries.
Mm. Okay.
Cool. So I'm not sure if that still applies, the answer to the questions, but I wanted to mention what I'm seeing in the chat.
So, Sherry, you never did see Bill Phillips get on?
No, and I opened it up so he didn't have to go through anything else. So, we can send him a recording, you know, the recording of this meeting. So he's got that, you know, if he wants it. But anybody else have any questions for the presenters and the trustees regarding this public hearing?
I want to jump in quick and just say that I just went and looked while we were talking about those other things, and the mill levy revenues for Deer Mountain Sanitary District annually are actually projected to be $125,000 not the 100 or 103,000 I mentioned earlier. It's actually 125. So just to clarify.
Great, thanks.
Yes, that was what the current mill levy was based on, 125, based on what we knew at the time we had to submit that. Talbert, any questions or comments?
I don't have any. These are always tough to get started and off the ground. There's a lot of options moving forward, and the biggest hurdle right now is funding in place.
And just, to add a side note, DNR is very familiar with Deer Mountain and our water situation, so it was very accepting of, everything we've been going through, if I'm not correct, and eager to see us move forward on things.
I have a question for Dustin. Dustin, we should plan on attending that meeting in June, is that correct?
Yes, I would request at least one of the board members to attend that meeting. I will attend as well. Attendance, I guess I'll put in question if that is a similar to what we're doing now over video or how that exactly will be handled. But it is kind of customary that there's usually one or two questions and someone from the board as well as the engineer attend the meeting. And it is at board discretion for funding. So I would recommend that, we thank the board. They do put a lot of time and effort and consideration in projects. And they've been very good to work with throughout the process. So I think it's important to acknowledge their efforts and thank them for that. And also be there to answer any questions they may have.
And I'll just add on that the board did meet yesterday for previous funding applications, and it was like a Zoom-style meeting. So we don't know what June will bring, but it may be the same. They normally meet in Pierre. Sometimes they do like a distance thing, and they'll set up sites throughout the state. We don't know, but when I get that information, I'll sure pass it along.
Does anybody else have any questions for the trustees or the presenters? Again, this is the public hearing for the Deer Mountain Sanitary District Water Project. And this will be the only public hearing that's held before things move forward, correct?
Correct.
This is Marty DeBoer again, and I'd like to thank the people that have been doing all the work for this. And I'm with the other guy. Let's go for it.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Marty. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks so much. If there's no further questions or comments, we're going to go ahead and close the public hearing now. I'd just like to thank especially Dustin Lazan for putting this together. And this is an obligation that we need to do to meet the requirements of the DENR. And there will be a minute to this meeting. There will be a list of all the participants, and all of that will be part of what is submitted to support our project submittal. Is that correct, Lazan?
Yes.
All right, well then, we'll go ahead and close the public meeting. Thanks again. Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Bye. Good night.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
Sorry, what us?
I just said good night.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Deer Mountain says good night behind me.
Daryl Vig, too. Bye.
All right, sounds good. Good night, everybody.